Last night, I think Commissioner Ballinger said he anticipates in a week he'll have the fire department place locked in. It's still a conversation waiting to hear back from the landowner to see about that.
Well, you know, talking when we first brought this up, or when Dr. Sid called me and asked if we might be interested, you know, he told us, you know, just kind of keep this under your hat. It's on the market, but we don't want a lot of exposure on that. And we respect that, you know, and any kind of, and even there's laws regarding FOIA, things like that, when it comes to real estate purchase, all that's exempt until the deals are done. And there's a reason for that. You know, we just have to keep that kind of under our hat, you know, so we don't cause issues for the landowner, because the deal may not even work out. It may fall apart, you know? So we try to keep it. And again, I've mentioned it before, the mayor and I, we kind of started this endeavor. We had the legwork on it, and we are still in the early stages of it. We're still trying to identify the location for the fire and police. And we've now identified a couple locations, and we've turned that over to the appropriate commissioner, Commissioner Ballinger.
Yeah, because we can talk about it when people reach out to us, but I'm one of five votes. And so Tony's had that conversation, and I have one-on-one with all the commissioners, as everybody talks about what the potential is and what possible sites are. Everybody is looped into that, but ultimately to carry that water, it's the commissioner of public safety. Mm-hmm.